I'm going to call a close to the meeting, gentlemen.
Well, before you do that, Mark, could I just ask if there's any, because you mentioned previously, I was curious, that you'd been involved with some water fuel cell development a few years ago.
And yeah, about 5 years ago.
I just wondered if there's any, so obviously if anybody with experience like that can be fed into this process. I mean, it's...
No, not really.
Why would that be?
Because the tank cell is a much simpler and I think much more efficient way of moving forward, rather than trying to do high frequency electricity and pulsing it and messing around with it until you get exactly what you want.
So you're saying then from that development your experience was that you were using this...
It produced gas, but not very efficiently.
Right, right.
Yeah. And I think we were using 1.7 volts and 200 milliamps was our input current, and we were producing gas from a standalone cell. Very much like Myers, but he shows you on his papers and his videos.
Was that your goal to sort of reproduce the Myers cell?
My goal today...
At
that point it was purely an experiment.
Right.
It was purely to, you know, what's this all about? Let's have a look at it. We built it and it worked. After a fashion. That's not what I want to do.
Right, was this a new...
WFC is just a means to an end here.
Yeah.
We're looking for the most efficient way, whether it's WFC or not, doesn't make no difference what the method is, as long as we achieve the desired result, which is to provide energy for people for free.
So in your opinion then, from that development previously, you think that was sort of...
No, I don't really think it's not a way forward.
Right.
I don't think you could produce sufficient gas... quantity,
yeah,
to drive the motor, to drive the electricity generator.
Right.
This has the tank cell is far better.
And was that you and a good group of guys, or was it?
Yeah, it was just about three or four friends.
Right.
We just got together, and lots of things we were doing at the time, just WFC, lots of stuff. We built a little magnetic motor that was continually running, but not producing an awful lot of energy. But it was working on its own, without any further input. But I think the tank cell has got the better possibility of actually achieving what we want to achieve quickly. It'd be nice to have all you guys up on the stand at the next BCG conference, because that's what I'll do. If we get it working before then, or if we get it working after a fashion, sufficient to show people at conference, look, this is what your energy group is doing. And I might be able to ask for some money for this. If we've got something we can show, I might be able to get some funding out of it. If we can show to the conference, which is about 400 odd people, that we've actually produced something that is going to work for them and for the wider community, you'll all be up on the stage. I shall introduce you all one by one.
Isn't that going to open it to invested people? People who...
Well, people at this conference are going to be vetted, so I'm told. It's going to be